And let's say good morning and welcome now to Dr. Jared Parsons, area vegetable specialist with the Extension Service. And here we are on the last 2 days of the month of July.
Closing in.
Yeah, coming into August, and that means it's time to really get serious about fall gardening.
That's right. A lot of people have muddied their plants in, you know, in spite of what we told them, gave them our tips on irrigation. We want to talk about some of the best varieties because it is time to start buying these things. And I want you to have the best going into the fall. It's if you start out with the best, you might end up with something after all. And of course, it's critical in the fall to make sure you got the right varieties. In the spring, or in most springs, it wasn't true this last spring, you can diddle-doodle around with almost any variety and make something. But this last spring was one of those wonderful years that if you didn't plant extension recommended varieties, you didn't have anything. And even if you plant extension recommended varieties late and planted them in the shade, you certainly didn't have anything. We will have, and a lot of people have been raised in Cane. You know, people are hard on us up here, guy. Raised in Cane because we hadn't had a fall gardening program in Bexar County in San Antonio.
Right.
We had a lot of people driving over to New Braunfels the other day. Let's see, when was that? I don't know, on Thursday the 19th, they drove all the way over to New Braunfels to pick up our talk. And we had a good time over there. People brought cookies. You know, I told them, bring cookies.
Cookies and lemonade.
That was admission price to bring cookies. So, lo and behold, we have decided to have two, as a matter of fact, on the first two Wednesdays of August. Now, first two Wednesdays, we gave you two chances at two different locations at two different parts of the city. Okay, the first one is going to be on Wednesday the 1st, which is the first day of August.
Day after tomorrow.
And it's going to be at the San Antonio College. And that's downtown, on 1300 San Pedro Avenue. It'll be from 7 to 9, and that's in room 301 of the Moody Learning Center. Now, I don't know where the Moody Learning Center building is, but they tell me.
Well, it's the big one that faces San Pedro.
What a guy.
Yeah,
how
right
would
there
you know
at the intersection.
That?
Well, I remember seeing the sign.
They say it's the largest building on the campus.
Yeah, faces San Pedro.
And this room is on the south side of the building. So that's going to be on August the 1st from 7 to 9. And that'll be this kind of win. Then on the 8th, we'll have the next one out at Palo Alto. That'll be out at Palo Alto. Now, that's out on the
South Zarzamora, isn't it?
South Zarzamora, yeah.
We're pretty close,
somewhere.
Anyway.
Let's see. I was looking. Oh, yeah. It's located 1400 West Villarette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to find this myself.
Yeah, it runs off San Pedro just inside Loop 410.
And it's going to be from 7 to 9. And it's going to be in the Performing Arts Building out there. And there's not that many buildings out there, so you ought to be able to find it. Rooms 902 and 904. So, anyway, we'll be mentioning that Palo Alto one a little bit later because this one Wednesday at SAC is coming up real quick. Okay, and so we'll be talking about best varieties. I don't know if I'm going to show my video out there or not. I'm having a pretty good time with that video, but people like to see it and like to see exactly what those tomatoes going to look like. They're going to be growing. Like I said, a lot of people made mistakes this spring, and we want to remember our saying for today. If you don't learn from your mistakes, there's no sense in making them. So now you've already made a fool of yourself one time, so when we get back, I'm gonna tell you these things, so don't make a fool of yourself the second time.
That's good advice from Dr. Jared Parsons, and he's got more of it. In fact, he's full of it, and we'll get some more of that right after this.